feel much like leaving. You don't want me to go, but all your tamaracks are needling your beauty in the snow. And I'll see you soon at Christmas, a happy holiday. Oh, how you're gonna miss me if I won't go away. I'm overtime, I'm in demand.
Welcome to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. You can listen to Folk Roots Radio Overtime every Saturday morning from 10 till 11 a.m. on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. You'll also be able to listen to this show again at folkrootsradio.com and also online in our radio archive at Mixcloud at Folk Roots Radio. Now, coming up on this week's extra helping of Folk Roots Radio, I'm pleased to welcome into the studio singer-songwriter Peter Boyer from Same Latitude as Rome. We're going to have an in-depth conversation about his new album. It's the J.K. Gully-produced Early Days, and it's a collection of songs that pays homage to Canada's earliest history. It's a great album. Very much looking forward to chatting with Peter about the album. And we're going to start off with the title track. This is Early Days, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. And I'm Jan Hall.
From the shores of troubled nations, they came for a better life, fleeing poverty and hunger, and sometimes religious strife, to a land wild and free. Their names were emblazed on the maps of this country in the early days. Some left family and comfort to come where there was none. There was work enough for all. There was so much to be done. There was equal opportunity, so most men would say. Life was hard for everyone in the early days. The early days, when families fished the sea and worked the land. The early days, when hope for better times was all they had. The early days, when work was done by many willing hands. In the early days. Sailing on a ship to a distant shore, packed like cargo down below, life moves slow when the earth turns slow. Of a future where we now stand, a national inheritance to each of us they gave. Here's to those who struggled in the early days. The early days, when families fished the sea and worked the land. Early days, when hope for better times was all they had. The early days, when work was done by many willing hands. In the early days.
That's Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome with Early Days on Folk Roots Radio Overtime. Today I'm Jan Hall. Peter Boyer is my special guest today. And that, Peter, is a beautiful, beautiful song.
Oh, thank you very much, Jan.
I got to say, I love the mandolin. We're going to talk about who plays on this in a few seconds. But
sure.
I think a really, really solid title track for an album. And I kind of developed this idea that you are my history teacher when it comes to Canadian history, because your previous album was 1812, right?
Yes.
That was songs focused around that anniversary and also, you know, talking about history of Canada. And this album, if I understand it, is very much a Canadian history, Canadiana type album. Am I right in suggesting that?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And we really wanted to bring some great great stories to life. And the power of folk music to bring the past to life is just great. It's part of the oral tradition of folk music. And a lot of people come up to me after I've played these songs and they say, wow, I wish they had songs like that around when I was studying Louis Riel or David Thompson or, you know, some of the great Canadian figures that we have and stories we have to tell. And so that is the spirit of it, for sure.
Now, this is not your, I was going to say, is this your fourth or fifth album?
I think it's the fifth.
The fifth one,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you always had a strong interest in using your gift as a songwriter to tell stories from history? I mean, you know, folk music has always been about that oral tradition. I'm just wondering whether that's something that's always appealed to you.
It has. I think my earlier songwriting, I classify it more as more current issues. And then I discovered when the War of 1812 commemorations were underway in 2012, there weren't any 1812 songs that I could draw from. So I thought, well, I'll write a few of my own. And it sort of blossomed and sort of got away on me and became a CD, became a whole album of songs. And we performed it for a couple of years. And that sort of awakened in me the fact that we have so many great Canadian stories just waiting to be told. And I thought, I'm going to tell some of them, and so that's what I set out to do in this CD. I just wanted to build on that sort of history theme.
Now, the band Same Latitude as Rome, I think it originated down in Essex County, right?
You yes. Were,
which is interesting because when we talk about the War of 1812, you're really at the center of Canadian history at that point, with, you know, the fort at Amherstburg being very close.
Yes, absolutely. That area down there is one of the earliest settlements in North America, early French settlers in the Windsor area. And so there is a very, very strong history there. And Same Latitude as Rome draws its name because Point Pelee is the same latitude as Rome. And so we just, you know, I'm now living in the Fergus area and not in the same latitude as Rome, but I just wanted to keep the name because I thought it was a cool name, and we sort of got it established. So,
and as a band, am I right in thinking it's a band that's a little flexible, that maybe some of the people you were playing heavily with when you lived down in Essex County aren't necessarily the same people you play with now?
Yeah, it's very fluid. It is a very eclectic group of musicians that we draw together. The one constant through it are the vocalists. And we wanted to make a strong vocal album. And the vocalists are Annika McCabe and Bart Lavis are singing harmony with me. And they were on the earlier record. They go right back to some of the earliest recordings, actually. So they've been around. They've been with the band. The vocalists are the one continuity that runs through it.
Well, let's go back into the album just now, and we'll talk about a few tracks as we go. The next song we're going to listen to is Song for David Thompson, so tell us about that one.
Well, it's good to start with him because, especially as we start summer, I think of him as the patron saint of Canadian canoeists. So anybody who's planning a canoe trip into the wilds, you know, can think of David Thompson because he crossed the country many, many, many times in canoes, and mapped the country surveyed all. He was the one of the few explorers that, of his day that conceived of the whole North American continent in terms of the major river systems and the mountain systems. And he produced a huge map of Canada. Unbelievable. If you go to the Ontario Archives at York University, it's in the foyer there on display. It's 10 feet long and about 6 feet high. And it's unbelievable that he did that during the early 1800s. And so he's just such a giant.
That's great. We're going to play that song just now. However, I do want to mention, we have a copy of the album to give away. The album is Early Days. It's by Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome. If you would like that album, all you're going to need to do is answer the following question that Peter is just about to give you. But you're going to need to either email me at jan@folkrootsradio.com or send me a message via Facebook and Twitter at Folk Roots Radio. What's the question, Peter?
Okay, well, keep it easy, but you'll have to pay attention through the whole show to find the answer. One of the songs we're going to play is about a father of Confederation. And what is the song title that deals with one of Canada's fathers of Confederation?
That sounds like a very easy question, but you get that question right, and I will send you a copy of this album in the next day or so. This is Song for David Thompson by Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Just 14 in 1784, he braved the North Atlantic to the New World he did sail. Aboard the Prince Rupert with a year's supplies and mail, a year's supplies and mail. It was no New York navigation, they charted to the north, through the ice fields of Baffin Strait till Hudson's Bay gave forth. Up the Churchill River, desolate and bare, with a clerk's apprentice to learn the fur trade fair, learn the fur trade fair. He was called David Thompson, an indentured to Sam Hearn. The new frontier was his school, and he was quick to learn. He fulfilled his duties and all that they might bring. Loyal in the service of Dominion and King, Dominion and King. Thompson learned to chart the stars and paddle a canoe. He practiced fairness in his trade, his word was good and true. Wealth alone was not his aim, geography his quest. As company surveyor in the great Northwest, in the great Northwest. But Thompson left a legacy along with his name. His masterpiece, a great map, hangs for you to see. Testament to the man and the Northwest Country, the Northwest Country. Go to paddle with David Thompson under northern stars. Travel unknown lands and know exactly where you are. Share 100 stories with the Blackfoot and the Cree. and be a founding father of a bold new country.
A bold new country.
That's Song for David Thompson by Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome. This is Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. Peter Boyer is my guest in the studio today for an in-depth conversation about the new album, Early Days. We're two tracks into this, Peter, and I gotta say, my God, I love the production on this album.
Thank you.
I love the musicianship. Fantastic. I defy anybody at home not to have really appreciated these first two songs.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about who plays on this album, and then let's talk about the production.
Yeah, well, the vocalists are really excellent vocalists, Annika McCabe and Bart Lavis, and it's just one of those magical things that are three voices, just sort of, they have a very great, unique blend, and I think that's the core of the sound. But there's really great musicianship from people like J.K. Gully, fabulous player, and Gary Kreller, the accordion player on the CD, plays in a great Kitchener Oktoberfest band called Black Forest Band. Gary comes from there. And we borrowed the Good Brothers bass player, Peter Sisk. And he plays on most of them. And Tyler Wagler, a jazz guy.
I know Tyler Wagler well.
Yeah. he played on a couple of tracks, too.
Yeah.
Played a stand-up bass for us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the musicianship is really, really good. And percussion was a really great percussionist. Ray Kitney played drums and percussion.
Now, J.K. Gully is the producer of this album. He has a great reputation as a producer, and certainly having had a chance to listen to quite a bit of his stuff over the last few years.
Yeah.
This is up there with the best. I love the way that you sound like a band, but you also, you know, the vocals seem to float across the surface, but the instruments themselves have their own identity, but they also have a band identity.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the production of the album.
Well, J.K. is a consummate producer, and I call him a taskmaster for excellence. He brings a very high standard of playing himself as a musician, and a very strong musicality to any band project, and he's kind of like a conductor in the studio, Jan. He can really inspire all the players to kind of unite as a whole behind the sound. He has his own artistic vision as a producer, which is what you want from a producer. Originally, when JK and I talked about making this, I really wanted to make sure that the songs had a high enough production value that they would be heard by Canadians across Canada, because I thought it would be a shame to, you know, write the songs and then not have strong enough production so that the radio wouldn't pick it up and play it. So we really wanted to make sure that it was radio friendly.
Now, how many days were you in the studio when you were producing this?
Well, we recorded it at JK's studio, which is a tiny little studio in Kitchener. We recorded it off and on over from 2013 to 2015. Actually, the last track that we recorded was just a live off-the-floor track that I think we'll play later on in the show, maybe at the end. We finished recording in January of 2015. So it was sort of a long process and project. We didn't record it in a very tight way. We recorded it over a long period of time.
You know, the thing I love about the songs, and while we were listening to the songs in the studio, we were actually talking about this. This is not just an album that'll appeal to Canadians, because I know a lot of folk DJs from the U.S. that would love to listen to this, even though the material itself may speak to Canadian history, the songs are really strong in their own right. And as we mentioned at the start of the show, folk music and roots music, Americana music, whatever you want to call it, in this case, Canadiana music, is a great way of sharing stories.
Yes, yes, it is. And it gives voice to our own narrative and our own culture. And there is an interest around the world in it. It's amazing to me that, for example, some of these Song for Louis Riel, for example, was very well received in the UK. And it got support, and we got quite a bit of radio support in the UK for Song for Louis
Riel. Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because that's the song we're going to play next. It's one of my favorites, and it's not a new song to me, because I think that song was one I think you released as a single perhaps a year ago.
Yeah.
Louis Riel is a fascinating character. For someone like me who, you know, is someone who chose to come and live in Canada, obviously not born here, but embraced Canada as my home, I find him an incredibly inspiring character. Obviously, I like anybody who stands up against authority, especially when they perceive that authority to be overexerting its influence and oppressing people.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to write a song about Louis Riel.
Well, Riel was such a controversial character, and he still is a controversial character. To some, he's a rebel, and to others, he's a hero. And I really wanted to write a song that took the Métis point of view on Riel. And the funny thing about Riel is that all during the mid-90s to the mid-2005, 2006, there was a 10-year period where there was about at least 10 or 12 orders on the legislature that died trying to exonerate Louis Riel. And the reason, then the Métis community was very much against that, because they really thought that Riel was their leader and he was entitled to be doing what he was doing, and that the government was only seeking to exonerate itself by pardoning him, exonerate itself for hanging him. And so they wanted nothing to do with it, and it's never gone anywhere. And Louis Riel will always be a martyr for the Métis community.
Let's listen to that song now. This is Song for Louis Riel from Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome. And you can find it on the Early Days album. And remember, we are giving away a copy of the album today. All you need to do is answer the following question, which is basically, I was going to say, listen to the next hour and tell us the song on the album, or the name of the father of Confederation that's mentioned during this interview and playing the album by Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome. Song for Louis Riel on Folk Roots Radio Overtime.
And a story I will tell about some trouble long ago and a man that I knew well. We grew up in St. Boniface, rode together at Portage until a Canadian hung him on the cross. We knew the paddle song since the fur trade began. There was money to be made on the backs of Métis men. The land we cleared and farmed Lake Canadian tried to sell. And we found a savior, and his name was Riel. Riel was brave, Riel could fight, Riel stood for what is right. A holy Bible in his hand, and then a T.A. among Canadian. Father in 1870. Then some of us moved west to keep our liberty. History was repeated. It was how the West was won, with towns and settlers everywhere and the buffalo all gone. Riel was brave, Riel could fight, Riel stood for what is right. The Holy Bible in his hand,
CA, and Bon Canadien. Along with South Saskatchewan, we settled new land. Riel came back to lead us, and we stood man to man. At Duck Lake, Lake Canadien, heard our battle call. But when the cannon came, Batoche was soon to fall.
Riel was brave, Riel could fight. Riel stood for what is right, a holy Bible in his hand. Un vrai métier, un bon Canadien.
Some said he'd be spared if he pled insanity. Hung as a traitor, you can call it what you will. It's too late for justice up there on the hill. Riel was brave, Riel could fight. Riel stood for what is right, a holy Bible in his hand, un vrai métier, un bon Canadien.
Riel was brave, Riel could fight, Riel stood for what is right, a holy Bible in his hand, un vrai métier.
That's Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome with Song for Louis Riel from the new album Early Days. I'm Jan Hall. This is Folk Roots Radio. Peter Boyer is our special guest today. It's always kind of fun. You know, you're sitting at home listening to the music. We talk between the music. But when we're playing the music, we get to have a chat about some other things that maybe we will bring to air and maybe we won't. In this case, we were talking about J.K. Gully's contribution to this album, and you also reminded me that J.K. Gully is on TV quite a lot these days because he appears in an advert, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think if you've been watching any CBC or CTV television ads during the national news or some of the big sporting hockey games, that type of thing, you'll have seen J.K. and you won't even know it, so you can visualize him. And he's the Tylenol guy. He's there with his Telecaster, and he looks to the camera, and I think he says, I could do this all night, and he plays a few bluesy riffs on his Telecaster, and that's J.K., so you can have a visual picture of him if you've seen those ads.
And I'm sure that helps keep paying the bills. I don't have any doubt about that. Now, what instruments is he playing on this? He does play mandolin, because I know he's played mandolin on this show before.
Yeah.
Is he the mandolin on the album?
Yes, he is. He played banjo, mandolin, guitar, of course. And let me just think. He played a little bit of percussion also.
Yeah. Raises a big issue about the live version of Same Latitude as Rome versus the studio band, because obviously in a studio you have the luxury of having people play a whole variety of instruments,
yeah,
which produce an incredibly wonderful sound. But then you get into that live situation, reality kind of hits, because it's tricky to actually put a band together that could have all those instruments in it, and you'd actually still be able to pay for whatever show you were doing. Tell us a little bit about the live experience. I know you have a CD release show that takes place in Elora, I think, on June the 12th. So I'm going to give you a chance, yes, to talk about that. But also, let's talk about the live version of Same Latitude as Rome.
Yeah. Well, we're pretty flexible about how we perform. As a songwriter, I perform some of these songs. People have seen me by myself. I'll perform them as a songwriter. solo even, but as a band, as same latitude as Rome, I try and pull together as many of the musicians that that I've recorded with as possible, and they're in this local area, so they're not that hard to get a hold of. But they're, you know, incredibly talented and busy people, so you have to have a good show to be able to support a full band. But for the CD release, we'll have Annika singing harmony with me, and we've got J.K. On guitar, multi-instruments, Gary Crowler on accordion, Peter Sisk on bass. So, you know, we'll be a quartet for that,
and that
show.
That
and
should...
we can cover, sorry, Jan, we can cover, we'll sound pretty close to the CD, for the CD release.
And that show takes place at the Center for the Arts in Elora, is that right?
Yes,
yeah.
June.
Do you want to give us the details for that?
Yeah, it's June 12th. It's the Elora Acoustic Cafe, and we're the feature performers. It's the second Friday of each month, and it's a wonderful venue, and incredible audiences there, and so it's kind of our kind of home base, and the audience has been incredibly supportive. As a songwriter, I perform there, and I road test all my songs on them, so they'll... You know, we thought that would be a great spot for the CD release. They can hear the band version of the songs that they've heard over the last 2 years as I've been working on them.
That's wonderful. Let's dip back into the album just now. The next track we're going to play is the Wild McLean Boys. I know nothing about the Wild McLean Boys, so it's your chance to educate me.
Well, they were a wild group of young kids, actually. People grew up hard and fast in the old days in central BC in the 1870s and 80s. The youngest was 15, and the oldest was 23. The others were like 17, 18, and 19. And they were a pretty rowdy group of young guys that kind of terrorized the Kamloops area. Whenever cattle were rustled or whenever bad things happened, everybody blamed it on the McLean brothers and their friend Alex Hare. And the great thing about this story is they committed a couple of capital crimes, and they killed a sheriff, and they fled. And a posse of 70 men, these would just be ordinary citizens, ranchers, you know, they all got together. The posse was 70 men to go after these guys. They were considered so dangerous. And they found them in a little one-room cabin near Douglas Lake. And it's such a great Canadian story, non-Hollywood. The 70 guys surrounded the cabin, and there wasn't a shot fired. Everybody just waited. And to think that 70 men, all well-armed and, you know, would just sit there and hold fire. 2 days later or 3 days later, when they ran out of food and water, the McLean boys, as rough and tumble as they were, came out with their hands up because they were hungry and thirsty. And they arrested them, put them in shackles, and they were tried for a couple of the murders they committed, and they were later all hung.
Yeah.
And that was the story of the Wild McLeans. And the fact that they hung three brothers at one time was kind of like it was just like completely unheard of in the United or the Commonwealth of the day. And so it was just a very, and when you go through central BC right now, they have like the Wild McLean Boys is a well-known story. It's part of the folklore of central BC.
Let's play that song just now. This is the Wild McLean Boys by Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome on Folk Roots Radio Overtime on CFIU 93.3 FM.
The McLeans were wild when they went on a spree. Alan, Archie, and Charlie were three. Back in 81, they made history in the old Thompson district in central BC. The McLeans rode with that young Alex Hare. Wherever they went, trouble was there. when a prize stud vanished out of thin air. Warrants were issued and rewards were declared. Tell me a story of desperate outlaws, gunmen and wrestlers, the code of the West. I'll sing you a song of the wild McLean boys, hellbound for crimes of murder and theft. Now Johnny Usher had a badge and he did his best. It was his sworn duty to make the arrest. Don't kill me, boys, was his last request. This is Canada, it ain't the wild, wild west. Across the district, terror did reign. A shepherd named Kelly was next to be slain. So a posse was formed of 70 men to hunt down the boys before they kill again. Tell me a story of desperate outlaws, gunmen and rustlers, the code of the West. I'll sing you a song of the wild McLean boys, hellbound for crimes of murder and theft.
Murder and theft.
Made their stand. When they ran out of water, they put up their hands. Shackled in irons, all four were hanged. Their wild days to eternity damned.
Tell me a story of desperate outlaws, gunmen and rustlers, the code of the West.
I'll sing you a song of the wild McLean boys, hellbound for crimes of murder and theft. Hellbound for crimes of murder and theft.
Murder and theft.
They're hellbound for crimes of murder and theft.
That's Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome with the Wild McLean Boys on Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I feel like I'm really getting my Canadian history in here. Makes me want to come and visit some of these places and learn about some of these people. I'm fascinated with how you choose the material for these songs. How do you go about that? I mean, it's one thing to, to write a song, whether it's from personal experience or, something that has happened in the current day. But when you're writing a song that's based on something that happened historically, how do you decide what material would be good for a song?
That is a good and difficult question to answer, Jan. I think the story has to speak to me in some kind of a personal way, or it has to have some kind of interesting aspect to it, but I think from a strictly a purely research point of view, I search the annals of the folk music catalog to see if any other songs have been written, and that's really one of the things that really determines whether I write a song. And it's unbelievable that a character like Louis Riel, or as it turns out, the Wild McLean Boys, there have been a couple other songs written. Ian Tyson notably did one about them. But most of these songs, David Thompson, Louis Riel, the next song we're going to play, nobody has written songs about them. And I just thought, wow, imagine a compelling Canadian story like that, and there isn't a folk song about them. And so that's one of the things that really spurs me to write a song.
Now, we should mention on that song we just listened to, a very prominent fiddle in that. I don't know if we mentioned who was playing the fiddle on the
yeah,
song.
Yeah, we have a couple of really great fiddlers on this CD. And the one that we heard, and I forgot to mention them, thanks for reminding me, Song for David Thompson had Eric Provencher playing fiddle. And the last one, the Wild McLean Boys, is Shane Guze. And both really, really fabulous musicians.
So I want to remind people, we do have a copy of Early Days, the new album from Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome, to give away. If you would like to get that copy, all you need to do is to tell us the name of the song that talks about a father of Confederation. That might be a little bit of a clue, because we're going to talk about the assassination of Thomas Darcy McGee. That's the next song we're playing. Tell us a little about that, Peter.
Well, terrorism existed way back at the beginning of Canada in the form of Fenians who were Irish nationals, actually trying to achieve Irish independence by taking over Canada and using it as a bargain chip with the British for Irish independence. And Thomas Darcy McGee was a very outspoken, he was an Irish patriot and a very pro-Irish writer and scholar and politician, and Catholic. And he spoke against the Fenians and against the use of terrorism. And the Canadian value that we really pride ourselves on nowadays is our tolerance and our multiculturalism and our respect for minorities. And that that attribute really came from Thomas Darcy McGee. He was the person who really brought that to our Canadian culture.
Let's listen to that song now. This is Same Latitude as Rome with Peter Boyer and the assassination of Thomas Darcy McGee on Folk Roots Radio.
It was a clear April night in 1868, just a block from the hill. And the hour was late when from a coat pocket Patrick James Whelan drew a Smith and Wesson pistol, a Model 2. With malice aforethought, he did not hesitate and shot Darcy McGee, who Fenians did hate. Whelan said, "I was there, but the killer wasn't me. God save Ireland, not that turncoat McGee." But the jury found him guilty, and in 1869, Patrick James Whelan paid the price for his crime. 5,000 bore him witness on the scaffold that cold day. He didn't show remorse or have much to say. The funeral cortege was 15,000 strong. McGee was laid in Cote de Neige in Montreal. Canada and Ireland share his legacy with a bond sealed in the blood of Darcy McGee. Never clear
and the truth can't be known. Was it a conspiracy, or did Waylon act alone? Accomplices were likely, a few arrests were made, but in judgment Waylon stood alone, in silence unafraid. Outlawed and hunted down, the Fenians were through, and Irish independence came in 1922. The funeral cortege was 15,000 strong. McGee was laid in Côte de Neige in Montreal. Canada and Ireland share his legacy with a bond sealed in the blood of D'Arcy McGee. Canada and Ireland share his legacy with a bond sealed in the blood of Thomas D'Arcy McGee.
That's two tracks from Peter Boyer and Same Latitude as Rome. Now, the song that we listened to at the start was The Assassination of Thomas Darcy McGee, who was a father of Confederation, for those of you who might want a copy of the new early days CD from Same Latitude as Rome. Send that information to me at janet@folkrootsradio.com or a message via Facebook and Twitter, and I promise I will put that CD in the mail in the next day or so. But after that, we had an instrumental, which was the Great Rendezvous Polka. So tell us about this instrumental, Peter.
Well, we were inspired to. I wanted to include an instrumental because we had these fabulous musicians playing with us. And so I took a song that I wrote with a child prodigy violinist from the played in the Windsor Symphony, who I knew back in my Essex County days, Besnik Uzeri, and I co-wrote this song. And so we decided that we would put an instrumental, and that would be the one. And it was inspired by the old Fort William was the trading post in Thunder Bay at the end of the Great Lakes, and all of the voyageurs would come in. The Hudson's Bay Company and Northwest Company traders would come in, and they would all meet in Old Fort William around this time of year, and they would bring in their furs, and the company voyageurs would travel up with all their goods, and there would be a tremendous meeting of all these guys and a lot of festivities and wild times. And that's what that song was
about.
That's
wonderful. We only have time for a few more seconds before we must play our last song. That is Robin Trains, which is the off-the-floor song that you played at the end. Can you tell us about that?
We just had a little bit of studio time left at the end, and the band had gone, and J.K. said, well, I'll just give you an open mic and you can try and we'll see if we can get a take on this song. And I did a couple of takes on it, and J.K. liked it and said, let's put this on as a bonus track. So that's what happened.
We'll wrap with that today. Peter Boyer, it's been a great pleasure having you join us on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. This is Same Latitude as Rome with Robin Trains. We'll see you next time.
Some men like dice and some like cards. Some live for drinking in the bars. Some choose a path that they never change. And just like Bill Miner, they keep robbing trains. All of his life, Bill Miner robbed trains. He'd break out of jail, then he'd try again. Colorado, California, and Oregon. He never tasted freedom for very long. Trains, robbing trains. You ain't going nowhere if you can never change. Trains, robbing trains. You keep going down the same old track again. Bill heard in Canada trains ain't ever robbed, so he came north to see and plan out a job in Mission, BC. Under the stars, he stole 50 grand from the CPR. Folks said Bill was honest and fair, and he laid low for a while on his share. Then near Kamloops, a gang struck again. It was Bill, sure enough, with a couple of men. Trains, robbing trains. You ain't going nowhere if you can never change. Trains, robbing trains. You keep going down the same old track again. This time the pickings were a few dollar bills and a bottle of Carter's little liver pills. Nothing went according to plan except when the Mounties captured their man at a hideout not far from town. After a manhunt, old Bill was found hunched over a campfire, hungry and chilled, with nothing in his pockets but a few liver pills. Trains, robbing trains, you ain't going nowhere if you can never change. Trains, robbing trains, you keep going down the same old track again. Some men like dice and some like cards. Some live for drinking in the bars. Bill died in prison. In the end, he just couldn't stop robbing trains. Trains, robbing trains, you ain't going nowhere. You can never change. Trains, robbing trains, you keep going down the same old track again.